And now here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. Aubrey Page from Hempnall writes about putting the brown bin charges we have just heard about into perspective. Your report in the EDP today suggests that there are seeds of rebellion amongst gardeners across Norfolk over the proposal to increase the cost of brown bins from £67 to £70. In the words of the great John McEnroe, you cannot be serious. Might I suggest that the MP and his complaining gardeners sit down and put this into perspective? The additional cost would amount to 11p per collection. The annual additional cost is the equivalent to half a pint of beer. If considered in this light, I believe the seeds of rebellion would soon wither and die.
David Potten, writing as a coordinator of PhysioNet, gives advice about donating unused walking aids. I refer to the letter from Marcus Moore in this newspaper on Thursday, February the 6th. Mr. Moore suggests the establishment of dropping-off points where walking aids that are no longer needed could be deposited. PhysioNet is a UK charity that provides equipment for people with disabilities in low-income countries. We collect a wide range of disability aids, ranging from walking sticks and Zimmer frames to wheelchairs and even ride-on scooters. These are sent to a wide range of destinations, with many loads going recently to Ukraine. You can find out more about PhysioNet at www.physionet.org.uk. The Norfolk Centre for Collection of Donations is in Norwich. If any listeners have good condition physio equipment that they no longer need and which cannot be returned to a hospital or the Red Cross, we would be delighted if they can donate it to us. If it can be delivered to Norwich, that is preferable, but we can also collect reasonable amounts from other Norfolk locations. We can be contacted at davidpotten@compuserve.com or by phone at 01603 304 216. That's Norwich 304 216.
Doug Fulcher from Thorpe St Andrew wants to know who all the traitors are that everyone is talking about. I have seen reference to traitors in recent newspapers, including the letters column of the EDP and Evening News, and am only now aware that it is a television programme which, according to the internet, is the ultimate game of detection, backstabbing and trust. Previously, I thought it was something to do with the government.
Phil Rimmer from Colkirk says there is no excuse for wasting NHS cash. Referring to Dawn Gibson's letter from the February the 4th, I agree with her that there really is no excuse for the waste of public money if NHS trusts do not follow the QE2's example and take back or otherwise make use of aids and other equipment after being used just once. Surely, with the help of supermarkets and the like, and the use of subcontractors, perhaps charitable in nature or even an NHS charitable trust, secure drop-off points could be established and aids could be recycled using the metals and other materials, mainly plastic, from which they're made. Due to current shortages of various raw materials, particularly metals, I would hope that recycling businesses would be willing to pay for what might otherwise end up as waste. So, suitable contracts could be entered into between recyclers and the charity to their mutual benefit. Dawn's letter reminded me of an episode on Home Fires, set in the Second World War, where we saw the metal gates and railings of schools and churches, etc., being dismantled for use in the war effort. At the most recent count, there were at least 217 NHS trusts just in England. If they each saved £36,000, a total of over £7.5 million could be raised, and if you added the NHS trusts in Scotland and Wales, the amount would be much higher. I feel sure that £7 million plus could be put to good use by either the NHS or any number of charities currently crying out for more funds.
Thomas Eggert from Downham Market wonders at the power of small animals. They may be small and they cannot speak, so it is amazing the power of small insects and creatures have over multi-million pound highways and major builds. For instance, the snail manages to have a say to solutions or duelling the Acle Strait. The bats have thrown the long-awaited Norwich Western Link into jeopardy. Many will recall decades ago the long-awaited Dursingham bypass. It was delayed as it was suggested that an endangered moth or butterfly species was in the vicinity of the bypass route. The long-suffering residents of Dursingham were having none of it. The Transport Secretary at the time, Nicholas Ridley, was told, "Don't be ridiculous, Nicholas. We have had enough of summer traffic coming through our village." Shortly after, construction of the Dursingham bypass was started. "I hope there are no bats, snails or moths, etc., in residence at the grounds or the site to delay or influence the start of the long-awaited new Queen Elizabeth Hospital at King's Lynn."
In our final letter for today, Terry Lister from Beccles feels the library decision regarding the D-Day exhibition gives the city a bad name. "I had been planning to visit the D-Day display at the American Library in Norwich, as I have a keen interest in D-Day and the Second World War. I was disgusted to find it had been cancelled because of health and safety reasons. Other places seem to manage, and I find it incredibly disappointing that a system couldn't have been put in place for people to visit. We need to remember, and children would also have enjoyed seeing it. Shame, as this gives Norwich a bad name, in my opinion, if we can't cope with something like this."